Good evening. It's 5:30, and it's welcome to the City of Gustavus special council meeting. Tonight we're going to swear in our new city council members, and we'll have the election of the mayor and election of the vice mayor. And before we get started with this, I just wanted to thank the outgoing members, Kyle Bishop and Jim Muscoviac. And I'll read the certificate of appreciation in recognition of outstanding dedication and commitment for his service as council member of Gustavus during his term of office, October 21st through October 24th. Councilmember Bishop has represented our community with integrity and honor and promoted the city of Gustavus as a place to visit, live, and work. The council therefore presents Kyle Bishop with the certificate of appreciation for his commitment and service to the people of Gustavus. And for Jim Muscoviac, who I understand this is his ninth year of participating in Gustavus City Council, also in recognition of outstanding dedication and commitment. Did he make that up?
No.
Oh. I'm sorry, sometimes Jim teases me. So we are honoring him for his in recognition of his outstanding dedication and commitment for his service as council member of Gustavus during his term of office, October 21st through October 24th. And Councilmember Muscoviac has represented our community with integrity and honor and promoted the city of Gustavus as a place to visit, live, and work. The council therefore presents Jim Muscoviac with this certificate of appreciation for his commitment and service to the people of Gustavus, awarded this 7th day of October, 2024. Thank you, Jim. Thanks.
Before we do that, we have a certificate of appreciation for outgoing mayor presented to Shelley K. Owens for her service as mayor of the city of Gustavus, Alaska during her term of office, October 2023 to October 2024. Mayor Owens has represented the town and council at engagements within and outside her community with integrity and honor and promoted the city of Gustavus as a place to visit, live, and work. The city therefore wishes to present her with this certificate of appreciation for her commitment to the town.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Liesl. That's lovely. Let's see, where are we now? Yes, ma'am. I guess roll call.
All right. Councilmember Muscoviac.
Here.
Councilmember Bishop.
Here.
Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Councilmember Patrick?
Here.
Vice Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Madam Mayor?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, and Councilmember Patrick, would you do the honor in reading the vision statement?
Yes. We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative. And where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions.
Okay, before we begin the meeting, we'll request that the public mute your phones and keep the video off. The meeting will be recorded and posted to our website, and the packet will be projected, and it's also available online at www.gustavus-ak.gov. Our first order of business is to swear in new council member seats B, E, and G, and seat F will be sworn in at general meeting on October 14th, 2024. Madam Clerk, I'll hand this over to you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. All right, if I could have Susan Warner, Sally McLaughlin, and Michael Taylor, please join me in the front. And then I'm going to ask that Kyle and
Shelley, if you could please turn your mics the other way and leave them on so we can do this. I think if you can stand, I'll stand over there and you guys can stand here. So that way maybe on Zoom, I'm going to hopefully getting video recordings up soon. So that way people in Zoomville can see you.
Yeah, looking that way?
Yes, I will kind of stand here happy. So.
Oh, thank you.
All right, and if you can raise your right hand. So we're going to start with the first part. You're each going to say the first line after me with inserting your name, and then I will say the next line, and you'll repeat it all together in unison after that. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I, fill in your name, do solemnly swear.
I, Susan P. Borden, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the ordinances of the city of Gustavus, Alaska.
And the ordinances of the city of Gustavus, Alaska.
And that I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially.
And that I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially.
Discharge my duties as council member of the city of Gustavus to the best of my ability.
Discharge my duties as council member of the city of Gustavus to the best of my ability.
Thank you.
We skipped the line. We have the Constitution of the state of Alaska.
Okay, we got it back. You're going to do it again. You're going to sign the oath as well.
I'm going to what?
You're going to sign an oath as well.
Okay, that's good.
Do you want to repeat or go through?
Let's just say the Constitution of the state of Alaska.
Wonderful. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
I can take your paper as well.
Okay.
Man, I thought I was going to get it down this year. Last year, I awkwardly paused right before Alaska on the city of Gustavus. It was weird. All right. So if you can come on over and sign your oath as well. And then Mr. Bishop, Mr. Makovic, you would like to vacate your seat so the new council members can take over. You are done with your time on city council.
Stay.
Thank you so much.
You
mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, I sent you.
All right, new council members, feel free to find a seat. Typically, we leave this end seat for public speaking. Other than that, we're going to replace that.
Yeah.
Okay, stay here because it's.
And I guess I just want to thank the outgoing council members and say how excellent it has been to work with you, and that we hope to see you around the community and see you, you know, in the city hall. And okay, I guess we're about ready to move on with the election of mayor. Okay.
Bye, Jim.
Bye, Jim.
See you tomorrow.
Okay. At this point, I open the floor to accept nominations from the council to elect the mayor for the 2023 to 2024 term.
Hi, Rachel Patrick here. Okay. I nominate Brian Taylor as mayor.
Okay. And is there a second?
I'll second it. Councilmember Taylor.
And are there additional nominations? Okay, I will nominate Sally McLaughlin to be mayor. And is there a second?
I'd second it, Susan Warner.
All right. Are there any additional nominations at this time? Okay, so we have two, let's see, we have Brian Taylor, who was nominated for mayor, seconded by Councilmember Mike Taylor. Shelley Owens nominated Sally McLaughlin, seconded by Susan Warner. And hearing no objections, they nominate.
Oh, no.
Oops.
That's for if there's only one. Skip down.
Oh, okay.
So you're
going to
move to Part D.
Okay, Part D. Part E? Part E. Okay.
Part F.
Yes, ma'am.
Anybody would like to decline their nomination?
Okay. Would either of the nominees like to accept or decline the nomination? I'm not seeing Brian Taylor raising his hand or speaking. Yes?
I'm going to turn my video on here just so I can pretend to be more present. And if it causes problems, I'll turn it right back off.
Okay. Do you accept the nomination?
I take a deep breath before saying yes, but yes.
Okay. Okay, and Sally, could you accept or decline the nomination?
I accept.
Okay. And then, Madam Clerk, could you conduct a vote for each nominee?
Yes, just so everybody in Zoom land knows, I have a ballot here. If you would please write both candidates' names, so Brian Taylor and Sally McLaughlin on it, then you'll put an X in the box, flip it upside down or fold it in half, and I will come around and collect them.
Okay.
Everybody should have a pen in front of them. Brian can text me his vote.
Duly noted.
All right.
Just a point of order. Do we make any kind of, like, have any opportunity to make any kind of statement about what we expect or what we feel like? I am inclined to try and, like, set a level of expectation around what I'd be able to do as far as being mayor goes. So I don't know if there's any opportunity for debate or discussion, or we jump right into a vote, but it feels like something could be worth discussing. I don't know how the procedure normally runs, but.
So it was not in my cheat sheet that I gained as clerk, but I do not have any objections if you can keep it to 3 minutes or less.
Appreciate the time limit. I mostly just want to say, if this is something that went through, I'll be out of the city until early to mid-December. So whoever's vice mayor would likely need to perform duties as acting mayor while I'm away. It's understandably not the most ideal situation to start an administration in if it were to be me as mayor. But my work requires that I travel for 4 or more weeks a year. And so that's a realistic expectation to have if I'm going to be mayor. And I also would be working to limit my time on city business to about 10 hours a week because I have a career, and I also work at the GVA, and it just would be one of the realities of my life to not lose my employment if I were being mayor as well. So I'd essentially have one working day a week that I could focus fully on city tasks. I'd have to change my schedule for that. And I would expect a need to be able to delegate tasks to other council members and be supported by council members on projects to make that happen, I imagine. Because as you all know, it's not something that happens on its own. So just want to set that expectation. And if that's not something that we feel as a council would make any sense, then let's not vote Brian for mayor.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian.
And Sally, did you want to speak?
Thank you. Yes, I didn't have any, I hadn't really thought I was going to be, but I realized that I would be jumping in kind of brand new if I was to be mayor. However, I do have a lot of experience, a little bit of experience on the council, but also I did 6 years on the Chatham Regional School Board and was president most of those years. I too would not be planning to put in a whole lot of time, but I would be here. I would put in 10 to 15 hours a week, and most likely would be in here in the building 3 to 5 days a week. I don't have any big plans, any big projects on my agenda. I just think it's a good time to, it's just a good time for me to be taking this on the role of council member, but also I do believe I could handle the role as a mayor. Thank you.
Okay, are we ready, Madam Clerk?
Sorry, texting Brian. All right, yes, so now that you've heard both of the nominees speak, if you could please vote, raise your hand once you've completed your vote and I will come collect. I will shuffle and then I will tally and get back to you with results.
Hold on to your pens. You'll need them for the vice mayor as well.
They're not quite ripe. Been sitting enough. That's good shuffling. We need music.
Congratulations, Sally. You have the majority of the vote. You are our new mayor. You will take over the running the rest of this meeting. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your support. And yeah, thank you.
Okay.
So would I
like
need
a copy of the cheat sheet.
Yeah, well, I can use this one. Okay, so as your new mayor, I would like to open the floor to accept nominations from the council to elect the vice mayor for the 2024-2025 term.
Hi, Rachel Patrick here. I nominate Shelley Owens as vice mayor.
Okay, Councilmember Patrick has nominated Shelley Owens for vice mayor. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
And that is seconded by Mike Taylor. Councilmember Mike Taylor, sorry. Are there any additional nominations for vice mayor?
I would nominate Brian Taylor.
Brian Taylor has been nominated by Councilmember Susan Warner. Is there a second?
I second that. Rachel Patrick.
And that is seconded by Rachel Patrick. Are there any further nominations for vice mayor? Okay, hearing none. So we have
down to I.
Okay. Would either of the nominees like to accept or decline this nomination? I'll start with Shelley Owens.
No, I would be happy to serve.
Thank you, Shelley. And Brian Taylor?
Likewise, I would be happy to be vice mayor.
Okay, thank you. So would either of the nominees like to make a statement of any sort?
No.
No, I think that's good. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so Madam Clerk, will you please conduct
a
vote?
Same as before, you could write Shelley Owens and Brian Taylor on your ballot. Mark the one you would like to vote for with an X, fold it in half, raise your hand, and I will collect. Brian, if you could text me, I will fill one out on your behalf for you. Congratulations, Shelley Owens, you are our new vice mayor.
Okay, so that concludes the business part of this special meeting. And last we have... any additional questions or comments from the council? Go ahead, Councilmember Taylor.
I think I'd just like to say I think we're going to have a great council year. We've got a really good council, and I'm really delighted that two of you have been willing to step up to the leadership, and I'm looking forward to working with you, and you have my total support. So anything I can do to help you, I'm here to do that.
Thank you. Anybody else?
I just want to...
You're here.
Yes. As to thank and compliment the exceptional staff that we have here. And also, this may be a little premature. I think, I don't know if we're going to make the announcement next Monday, but the city of Gustavus was awarded Community of the Year by the Southeast Conference, and I think probably in large part due to the incredible work by City Administrator Kathy Leary and Treasurer Ben Sadler. So.
And the mayor.
And the mayor, yes. Anybody else? Okay. Is there any further business for tonight? And since there is no further business, the meeting is adjourned and the time is 5:53.
For anybody in Zoom land, we are going to close down this meeting and then we will start our new link that is on our work session packet. So feel free to join back with us in about 8 minutes.